one more thing, and I have done. As I have said more than once, the journey to El Convento is a journey that takes us from the world of sensuous desire, through the world of archetypal form, to the threshold of the transcendental. The real journey to El Convento is therefore a journey that must be made not once, but many times, each time at a higher level. So much, perhaps, has already been made clear. What also needs to be made clear is that it is possible to make the journey to El Convento without coming to El Convento in the literal sense at all. We can make it without leaving England, without seeing Italy. For since the journey to El Convento is an inner journey, it is a journey that we can make staying in our own house and sitting in our own room. As Lao Tzu says, without looking out of the window, one can see the way of heaven. But although this is true, it is no more than half the truth, or even less than half. Man has not only an inner but an outer being. He consists not only of mind, but also of speech and body. Consequently, if one really wants to make the journey to El Convento, if one really wants to leave the world of sensuous desire, traverse the world of images or imaginal world, and arrive at the threshold of the transcendental, then one will want to do so in the most complete and total manner. One will not be content to go forth metaphorically. One will want to go forth literally too. Thus one's inner journey will be paralleled by an outer journey. And this outer journey will not necessarily be a journey from London or Glasgow to El Convento. It may be a journey from Bombay to Bajar, or from Manchester to Padmaloka. But wherever it begins and wherever it ends, it will be a journey to a place where one can be ordained, a place where one can go for refuge to the three jewels with body, speech, and mind. Yet, even though one's outer journey does not necessarily take one to El Convento, there is no doubt that at the present juncture in the history of the FWBO, those who are in a position to make the journey to El Convento in the literal sense are particularly fortunate. I am therefore glad that this year 15 of you have been able to make that journey for the first time, and to make it in the hope, now about to be fulfilled, of being ordained here. I hope that you will be able to make the real journey to El Convento many, many times. I hope that each time you make the journey, you will be able to make a more decisive break with the world of sensuous desire. I hope that each time you make it, you will be able to explore the world of images at ever higher and more refined levels. Above all, I hope that as you truly arrive at the threshold of the transcendental, your going for refuge will be transformed into a transcendental going for refuge. When that happens, the whole journey, the purpose of the whole journey to El Convento, will be fulfilled.